Bale 77, midway through the season, 7 weeks in, we have mid-season champ. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I could be better.
Okay.
I'm 1-6. I don't feel great.
That's right.
I don't feel great
Opposite.
going into going into any given week. So yeah, we're on opposite sides of the
Not complete.
equation.
Well, actually, are we on
Pretty
complete
much.
opposites? Are you? Where
It's
are you
funny.
at?
Your one loss was to Canute, and my one victory was against Chris. Granted, it was
Ooh,
over.
yeah.
Was it over a bye week, or did Chris just play
That's
bad?
right.
I can't
I don't
remember.
remember what week was that. Do you know?
I'll look.
We are in opposite spots. I'm in second, and you're second to last.
Yeah,
Look
that
at
feels
that.
horrible.
I'm sure it does. Especially, it's got to be kicking the shorts when you got more points than Mark. He's one victory point ahead of you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not great
My
either.
favorite. I mean,
Oh yeah, I beat Chris on a
stat
bye week
on a
for
bye
sure.
week.
Yeah, for
Well,
sure.
sure, but that's the
Anyway,
whole downfall of Chris's team. No
I'll take
depth.
it.
You got the
True.
win. You got the win.
Eat it.
My favorite stat that I track, the hypothetical record, your record versus everybody. You have the fourth worst.
Oh.
So you are underperforming on the real scoreboard, according to the hypothetical stats.
I feel somewhat legitimized by that stat.
That's fair. The
Thank
it's
you.
it, yeah. I mean, I it should
That's kind of what
turn.
it's for,
It
right?
should turn
It's
around.
to give it your thought behind, but behind that stat and why it's your favorite.
Yeah, the whole reason it's my favorite is because it is evaluating you versus every team every week. So what would your win percentage be if you played everybody?
Sure.
So when you get the second highest score but lose, you would be 13, you would be 12-1 that week in
Right.
the hypothetical,
Right.
right? So an
Right.
unbelievable winning percentage, but you were 0-1 in real life. You had a
Yeah.
tough break. So for me, it's like the best indication of like how good is your team week in and week out. You
Sure.
know, you had a bad week. Well, was it bad relative to everybody else, and you still got some wins, or didn't get any wins or whatever. So I like that.
Midway through, yeah.
Jonathan has the highest hypothetical record right now, by a margin.
Okay.
He is on pace, similar to what Jeremy put up last year, 82.4% winning percentage.
82.4.
Which is the highest in league history, tied
By
with
how
Jeremy
much?
last year.
Oh, tied. Okay.
Tied, yeah. So Jeremy last year also had 82.4.
What was Jeremy's real record last year? Do you have that up?
I can. Let me look.
I only have one screen, so I'm a little
Yeah, that's
handicapped
fine.
right now.
Jeremy's record last year, 11-2, 37 victory points.
37.
And Dan Krause was also 11-2 with 38 victory points. First place.
Wow.
Number one seed, Dan Krause, DFT last year.
What was DFT's hypothetical last year?
His hypothetical last year was second behind Jeremy by a half of a percent.
Interesting.
So probably only one win different. Let me look.
Jeremy's mantra of just win, baby.
Yeah.
Showing up right there. First
No,
overall seed with a bye, but
that's
second.
DFT. You said Jeremy, but
Oh, yeah. DFT with the win, baby. Just win, baby. Mantra showing up in full force.
Okay, I'm gonna finish geeking out on hypotheticals just because I love it.
Yo,
So
please continue
Jonathan's in first right now,
with the
82.4.
82-4.
Yeah.
Let me guess who's second.
Let's go.
I hate to say it, Chris.
No, it's me.
Oh, okay,
Me.
you're gonna be my second guess.
Me with 78, and then Chris is right behind me,
Okay.
with 76.9.
So almost a four entire 4% change or gap between
Yeah.
Jonathan and you and Chris.
Yep. Four to
And
five
then
percent between us. And
DFT's
then,
four.
yeah, he's four. And then there's a significant gap of 13% to the next one. DFT has 72% winning percentage.
So
So
y'all are
two
in
and
the
a half.
70s. Okay.
Yep. And then there's a decent gap. The next two teams are at 59 and 55%.
Oof. No one's in the 60s?
No.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah, so there's kind of a lead pack of four teams. Jonathan, yeah. Me, Chris, and DFT.
I want to compare that to the victory points thus far this year.
Okay.
Through week seven, Jonathan and you both have 18. And then DFT, fourth and hypothetical, is outright third with 17. Chris yep. is even behind Knut in victory points, but yep. it has 14 victory points. Knut has 15.
To me, Chris has had some tough luck and is a little bit behind from the other three of us.
That's the first I'm hearing about Chris having some tough luck.
Yeah, he won't shut up about it in the chat. Isn't that it's incessant. It's pretty good though.
I love it. I'm not gonna lie.
People have put up some big weeks against him, which
true. Is, he has I mean, gotten it, it he's does, gotten it, kind of rained on.
It does suck when you're in that position, but you've Dude. Had that happen. I've had that happen. Right. I don't have any sympathy, you know?
No.
I don't care.
No,
I would
it's
love
tough. It's
I would tough. Love for Chris to not win a matchup for the rest of this league's history. That would be amazing.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Okay, so who do you think is 5 and 6? 5 and 6 in
so
the hypothetical.
In hypothetical, is that 59 and 56, you said?
59, 55.
55? Bort and... I'm going to go Knut.
You're right, just in the wrong order.
Okay,
Knut's in fifth. And
how is Bort's...
Brent is in sixth.
I'm shocked at how Brent's hypothetical is 50 is 6. I thought he would be a little higher, but I guess I wouldn't put him above Chris or DFT.
No.
Just as a whole roster, yeah. I guess. So right. This makes sense.
Yeah. It seemed I would have predicted him to be higher at the beginning of the season than Knut for sure.
Right.
You know, and with some good luck potentially ahead of one of the other four of us who are up ahead, but yeah, seems
what's
fair.
Fascinating though is that Knut's hypothetical versus his true victory point standing isn't that far off.
No, it's not. So like, you know, maybe he feels like he has caught lightning in a bottle, but his team has showed up and put points on the board.
Absolutely.
And, that's how you get a high winning percentage. That's how you get victory points. That's the game, name of the game.
Yeah. I wonder how week over week losing. I wonder how week over week losing or not having Keenan in his lineup is going to affect things if Keenan continues to if he can't fill that void if Keenan continues to go for 18 points a game. I'm curious if a single move like that would make an impact at all.
Right. Yeah, that's you can.
I'm sure you can.
He go down you know, the rabbit trail. I mean, it seems to me. At this point, I mean, we're halfway, so a lot can change, but it seems like Knut will be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you want the guys who can score 30.
Totally.
And, you know, you win or lose a matchup in the regular season, as long as you make the playoffs. Okay, maybe the seeding could have changed, but there's so many things that could change that. It really will come down to playoff matchups. And say you get Knut versus Chris and Keenan Allen goes off for a bunch against him. Like that is nightmare.
That's
scenario, right?
Yeah, that is nightmare. That's epitomized. That's a whew.
Who did he? Because he only got picks back for that, right? Or did he get somebody else?
I can't remember.
Who has he replaced in his lineup with that? Because it hasn't seemed like he has, like...
He hasn't skipped a beat, it seems like. No. He's still...
And right now, he's projected for 120 this week. Maybe Drake London started playing in that.
I have to go to Chris's roster.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So anyway, while you're looking that up, I'm going to breeze through the rest.
Keep going.
Or do you want to keep guessing?
No, you keep going.
So it's Knut and Brent that end the top six. Then we have Eli, Dan, and Jeremy are all in the 40s.
Okay.
Eli at 46, and then Dan P and Jeremy at 43. Jeremy has been sinking like a rock
Yeah.
on purpose.
Right.
It would be interesting I want to talk about this later, but I want to hear your thoughts on what you think on the lower half of the league, because I think it might be wild.
It's going to be crazy.
Such a combo.
It's going to be crazy.
And I don't think, like, I think legitimately no one wants to be in last place.
No.
But
I'll put it out there right now. I would, if I could, I would do waffles again.
If you had your pick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd make sure I got one.
For sure.
Like, if Absolutely. It wasn't, like, in my scenario especially, I already have Josh's. So, if right. Josh's is not one,
see, I think he's the forecast favorite, though, to be number one.
Oh, dear God.
That's my opinion.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Sorry, I think I interrupted you. Finish your thought. You already have Josh's, but if he's not going to get last.
But if he's not going to get last, then I would have to forecast a little bit and then tank and...
Right.
Like I would put out a losing lineup as soon as I would get my first back. But
yeah.
Anyway. Mark knows all that and he's not going to trade it to me. So this is just
right.
This is just dead air at this point.
Josh and Mark have the worst. They're in last, tied for last.
Okay.
In hypothetical at 20%.
Okay.
I skipped through the middle. You and Sam are in the 30. You have 34, Sam's 33. Okay. But I think Sam getting Cooper Kupp back. Mm. I mean, I think he's got the ability to put up some points.
I think so.
I would expect both you and Sam to be able to leapfrog Matt and Jeremy, who are actively looking like they're trying to lose games.
Right.
Now, Matt psyched us out last week putting a tank lineup in and then switching.
Right.
Before Sunday, so maybe he'll do that again. But he's got his tanking lineup in the teen point projections.
Nobody playing tonight for him.
Nobody. Well, actually, let's look. Oh yeah, he's got Rashad White.
Okay.
He's on the bench.
All right. And he's normally his starting running back.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay.
Well,
so Matt, he's also got Gibbs. I would think.
Okay. He's also got Gibbs, who could be a starting running back, but Gibbs is on the bench right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But if Matt's going to tank, he has his own pick, right?
Yep, he does.
Yeah, so, and he's kind of joked about it in the league chat, like, you know, can Sam or Mark get to 10 or whatever? Like,
yeah, exactly. He's
clearly thinking 7 weeks ahead and wanting to be bad, but not... Yes. I think clearly not wanting to do waffles
at all, entertain the possibility of doing. Yeah, especially 2 years.
And I don't blame him. And I don't blame him. If I was staring down having to do that again, I don't know. I would do it differently. But I wouldn't be excited about it.
It's a great challenge, or it's a great punishment, because it sucks. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
And you have to inconvenience yourself for a shitty amount of time.
I don't want you to keep on the family tradition of losing 2 years in a row. So I really want you.
I'm not going to lose 2 years in a row.
All right. Good. No,
I'm
like
not
going to
lose 2 years in a row.
I like that attitude. We're halfway through. You got 1 point VP lead on Josh.
Let's go.
You got over 100 points on Josh and Mark.
Yep.
So if it comes to a tie, you're in the clear for now.
Yep. I got to keep putting up points, and I got to get top half victory points. I think that's my path. If I'm being honest, that's my path. Top half victory points. And if I get a head to head, sure.
You got to beat Josh this week.
I have to beat Josh.
Got to beat Josh.
If I don't beat Josh, it's over. It's over.
You have to beat Josh. I mean, I wouldn't say it's over, because he would only be one ahead of you.
Yeah.
Assuming that you're both would be bottom half if he be two.
Yeah.
He'd be one ahead of you. It wouldn't be over, but that would
he and I would be
it would be bad for
you. He and I would both be guaranteed to probably not get top half in the week 14 for 3 victory points. I don't think we'd be top half.
Probably not.
In those weeks.
What's the rest of your schedule?
I'm not sure. I'm focused on Josh this week.
That's there we go. Week one. One week
focus
championship
on Josh this week.
Every week.
1 week championship. We're Let's favorites, see. But nobody knows that.
So you got Josh this week, and then you got Eli. Me.
Eli's got a crazy bye week, but so do I.
Okay. You got Eli and then me.
loss.
I think I have a bunch of.
Ooh, you have a lot.
I think
of
I have a bunch of guys as well.
You have Tua and AJ on bye.
Tua, AJ Brown, Pacheco.
That's nice. Okay.
Okay. I hope Dobbs is still playing in week 10 so that I can play.
I hope so too, because I don't want Josh to have trotting out Kyler just in case Kyler's going to drop 30s.
That's true. I think I read that Kyler could be ready as soon as week 10. Oh, this week?
This week.
I thought I was reading. Okay.
Or maybe he hasn't cleared the.
Well, speculation. I think he technically could play this week because they did the like 21 day thing or whatever.
Okay.
You know, like coming off the pup list, you got to dedicate the practice window or something. I don't know. I'm just saying words at this point that I've seen on tweets.
Blah, 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 together. These guys don't know what they're talking about either.
No. Speculation strictly. Okay, so you got Eli DFT or me. And then who's after that? Then DFT.
Yep. After and DFT, it's
Brent with a full squad. He's projected 140 already.
That's tough to lose.
Matt, week 13.
Hey, if he's needing to get one final spot.
Right. And then it's free for all week 14.
Free for all. Hey, we'll see.
We will see.
We'll see. We'll see. You are the Sultan of stats. Any other things on your mind from or that catch your eye as you compile stats week over week?
That's a good question. Honestly, I'm really just tracking to make sure that the stats are all correct.
Yeah.
I'm not too focused on a lot of trends.
Typical stats guy, just making sure
that they're there.
Yeah.
I do peek through the hypothetical records. I put together a fun, like, trying to project what the standings will be at the end of the year based off of what I was already geeking about, which is the hypothetical record. So I just did like fairly simple calculation of like, so you're playing Eli next week. What is your hypothetical record versus Eli's and the probability that he will win or you will win?
Mm.
And then multiply your probabilities versus the two victory points you would get for head to head. And sure. Try to come up with a final number of victory points using that. And then also, like, how often have you been top half or not, right? Mm. So you've only been top half 14% of the time. But Eli has been top half 86% of the time.
Ooh.
So,
not close.
57. Sorry, wrong. Oh. Wrong. I was looking at Jonathan, not Eli. And oh, Eli, 57. And yours is 29, not 14. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong lines. So fun, like trying to just project, but it's all historical, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't account for the fact that Mark has went and sent a bunch of picks for new players to make his team better than what it looks like on the stat sheet, right? But based on that, there won't be any changes in the playoff standings, which is interesting, I guess. The people who have played well enough to be there are projected based on how they've played to be there. Spots shuffle up a little bit, but that based on that projection, as of right now, Josh is projected with the number one overall pick. And then Jeremy at pick number two. And then Matt, Mark, and Peter, I've got you finishing in 7, 8, 9, 10th place.
Okay. All right.
That's what I've got. But
so
it's
that would
only,
that would be pick.
But it's
what?
Only a 1.8 victory point difference between you and Josh.
Yikes, that's close.
That would be close.
No margin for error.
It's gonna be fascinating. No margin for error. Got to play your best lineup.
Got to win.
How are you feeling about your? You've made some moves. What are you up to?
What I'm really doing is just making moves around the edges. Like I have the pieces that I like in place, guys that I'm not moving, and Gabe Davis wasn't a piece that I was willing to hold on to.
That's fair.
Nor was James Conner. He was an offseason acquisition that I was hoping to hoping to be able to trade during the season because he's of no value to a team like me long term.
Yeah.
Or even marginally short term. And so traded. Yeah, traded those two, and I think maybe a late pick. But I think it was just those two for younger players.
That's right. It was packaged in one deal, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm oddly high on Josh Downs for some reason. Yeah,
you got Josh Downs, and he's been balling out.
He's been balling out, and he's been playing a lot. And yeah. I like it. And I think if a young player in an offense like that gets a lot of playing time, they're going to get sticky with the coaching staff and whoever's in at quarterback. And I'm hopeful that they have enough talent around Anthony Richardson that they don't go out and try to draft or sign any crazy talent in the offseason. So sure. We'll see.
That's fair. Because what is he kind of like, wide receiver 2/3 there?
Yeah.
Because it's Pittman and then
I would say Downs or
Downs
Pierce.
And Pierce.
Yeah. They don't really have a tight end. They don't have a tight end and they have JT then.
Yep. Yep.
So that was my thought process. I got a second back and a third this year. So as Chris likes to say, even value.
Sure.
For certain players that I traded for. But yeah, that was that move. I don't know what other moves have I made.
I keep forgetting that you have Breece Hall. I mean,
same.
Dude, what a sick...
I'm not gonna lie, same.
I mean, I want to look at
it. It's kind of great.
I look at his stats. That's so sick.
I haven't had a stud running back since Saquon rookie year.
Okay, last 2 weeks. Yeah, that is awesome. Last 2 weeks, he got 28 points and 18 points.
Yeah, baby.
That's sick.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
So he's...
I mean, he's...
Snap count, 52%, 66%. So, I mean, Dalvin Cook has literally been doing nothing. I think the only negative about Breece Hall right now is the Jets are trash with Zach Wilson.
Right.
So that's really the only thing. But, you know, they throw to him a bunch, too. Five targets, five catches. Three targets, three catches. Four targets, three catches. That's the last three games. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, if you get... Yeah, getting that from a running back who caught the ball in college, but not a ton.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm supremely happy with Breece Hall on my team.
What did you have to give up for him?
I traded Kenny Pickett for him.
Oh, that's right. Dude, that's so sick. That's so sick. I mean, maybe Kenny Pickett will turn into a Hall of Famer.
Dude,
but
you never know.
I mean, what's he doing these days? Number 25 QB?
I mean, he's starting. He's starting Mark's anti-101 campaign.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's invaluable.
For sure.
Because Mark does not win a game. He traded
for Minshew, so you could, but he doesn't have. I mean, yeah, having two quarterbacks for Mark is a necessity to
it's
stay
imperative,
out of the cellar,
especially when every other team has two.
But with all the other moves that he's made, having Kittle, Josh Jacobs, Kmet, Kincaid, and Goddard, it's crazy. Like it's
and A-Chain. Don't forget A-Chain.
That's right, A-Chain. Oh yeah, he's on the IR.
Fucking stud.
I mean, for sure. He seems like an absolute monster stud. Like, just straight out the gate. Okay, he did nothing week one. And then week two, he had one carry for 5 yards and one target for catch for 4 yards. And then the next week, so his first, like, actual week, 203 yards, two touchdowns on the ground. And then four catches, two more touchdowns.
That's insane.
Four touchdowns and 233 yards. Dude, just monstrous game. 50 points. 50.3.
Wow.
That's one of the highest.
I think that was
one of the top 10 scores in league history, I believe.
It has to be. A 50 burger?
As a rookie, like first.
That's crazy.
First real game. He had two touches before that.
And then he explodes.
And then
four
just,
touchdowns and yeah, 200 yards.
Yeah. I'm looking it up right now.
So, yeah, I think so. That's how I got Breece. I think JSN is going to be really nice. I think he's going to be really nice. So, I'm super stoked about him.
What makes you say that? Because he doesn't seem really nice right now. Do you think it's just too crowded right now? You think once Lockett's gone or what? What do you think?
It's too crowded, and they will always choose to run the ball if possible, like if possible, which is great because they win football games doing that.
Right.
I just believe in the talent, and I think on the field, he wins his routes and he's just not the first or second look. So I think given the opportunity to be the first or second look in an offense, I think he could thrive. And maybe Lockett's gone, or maybe, I mean, yeah, I don't know. There could be a lot of things that happen.
I mean, eventually,
I don't think Lockett's signed long term.
Yeah, he'll slow down at a minimum.
I'm not even sure what his contract is, to be honest with you. I think they might have signed him to an extension. But
here's the thing. I think where you're at, how you're thinking is about, you know, the talent and not necessarily like the immediate situation is so fascinating, right? Because like just the other day, Jonathan, you know, talking about like shooting himself in the foot now because he didn't draft Achane, because of a rumor about Dalvin Cook going to Miami, right? Like that sort of thing can absolutely backfire. Now you can get a guy young player who bad situation and never really gets to ever shine. But I do think betting on good talent is the way to go.
And
I mean, especially with the way your roster is, right?
I'm trying. That's my philosophy, and I'm going to die on it. Like
for sure.
I'm going to acquire talent that I believe in, regardless of situation. And yeah, I don't know.
I think that's the way to do it.
And if they end up sucking, then all right, I'll try again.
Yeah, get a different one. Try a different guy.
Try a different one. What are your thoughts as champ midway through the season, with how the league is shaping up?
Oh boy, I feel more confident now than I anticipated I ever would have partway through the season.
Okay.
Going into the season, I liked my team, obviously. I didn't think that I was going to be in second place with the only team ahead of me having no real quarterbacks right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, injuries, you can't predict that. Right. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't say no real quarterbacks. Jonathan's got the backup of,
Daniel Jones,
right? So he's guaranteed one quarterback because he got Tyrod Taylor.
Then who else does he have?
Well, he had Anthony Richardson, but not anymore.
Is that it now?
That's all he's got. Maybe he's got some backups. I don't know.
To other players.
Got Taysom Hill.
Oh.
But he's not.
Did he trade for Taysom Hill?
Yeah, he traded for Taysom Hill.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, you did. He traded
no
a third.
No way.
He traded a third to get Taysom Hill.
Stop.
Jeremy.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well done, Jeremy.
Yeah. I mean, it's only a third, but hilarious.
That's really
so
funny.
He'll probably be. I mean, let me look at his lineup for this.
Right.
Does he have Taysom Hill in the lineup?
No, he can't.
He's got Pittman.
Okay.
I guess Taysom Hill is questionable, so.
No.
Who knows? I don't know. Honestly, I feel like
Will Levis.
Okay, Will Levis.
I will be remiss if I don't
That's
say
true.
Will Levis is starting this week.
Is he going to start?
He is going to start.
What was Chris sharing? Did you see that where it's like the coach said that Levis and who's the other guy? Who's their other guy? Who's
Malik Willis,
that both of them would play.
Yes, that's some college.
How weird is that? Yeah,
that is PJ Fleck 5 years ago saying, yeah, we'll probably have both of them play.
Yeah, it's like 6 days before your game, you're telling us that both guys are going to play? Like, what? So weird.
He's a Bill Belichick heir. So that seems like a Belichick thing to do.
He's playing mind games.
Hey, I'm playing both.
There we
go. Tannehill's perfectly healthy.
So back to your question, I wasn't anticipating being in second place. I was thinking, okay, I'll probably be a third, fourth place, you know, be a middle playoff team. But honestly, the way things are looking right now, I really like where my squad's at, with the standard caveat of as long as Tua stays healthy. Yeah. I love my squad. Kirk Cousins is a baller. He's a baller nuts. Right now. Dude, I was just roster baiting today. let me pull it up one more time.
Pause.
Okay, Josh Allen is the number one quarterback, but he's benched right now in our league. So irrelevant. Kirk Cousins, number four real quarterback overall in the league. That's insane. Crazy. That was never what I was expecting when I went for him. It's unbelievable to watch unfold in front of our eyes. And I don't see the Vikings having a meaningful running game with anybody who's on the roster right now. You brought in Cam Akers. Madison was nice as a change of pace guy, but they can't seem to run the ball. So I think Cousins is going to keep balling, and I absolutely love how some of my players are just absolutely balling out. ETN, AJ Brown, both certified studs. I did not anticipate ETN being this good. but this was like what I was like praying for when I traded Waddle. It was like, no, but I mean, I'm like joking, but I'm going to trade.
We're in Rosturbation Station right now. Okay,
we're in Rosturbation Station. And I traded Waddle, the best player in that trade. My hope was either Njoku with Watson is going to be an absolute stud tight end and can be a difference maker in my lineup. That has not turned out to be the case. I was hoping then either ETN or I could, you know, worst case scenario, I have my own first round pick and I can get a young guy, because I wasn't ever planning on being able to move that pick for anything meaningful. Now that didn't end up being the case, but ETN is way outpacing what I was expecting, but it is awesome to watch. I've got depth with running backs, so Pollard and guys on the bench right now, Pollard and Pacheco in my starting lineup, but I've got guys that could be starting: Miles Sanders, Gus Edwards, Zach Moss on the bench, Jerome Ford injured right now. He played one game for me. I love my fucking team. AJ Brown, CD Lamb, Ayuk are all studs. Come on, let's go. Nico Collins hasn't seen much playing time on the squad, but he's putting up points.
He is putting up points.
Where my team is. My tight ends are mediocre at best, but I don't think that really matters. Mark can try to build a second to last place team with a bunch of tight ends, but I'm trying to win a championship and end the league. I don't need an elite tight end. I love my fucking team. I couldn't be more happy. I'll be a little bit salty if Jonathan with his running back squad like barely beats me out for the number one seed in the bye. I want the bye. And make everyone sweat. That's what I want. So that's how I'm feeling. That was super long-winded. Rosturbation session is now over.
Jonathan does have the edge on points.
He does.
Not by much, though. Y'all are the only team in the thousand. Oh, no, no, you're not. There are three teams in the thousand.
Yeah, what's he got? Score. He's got, 52 on me?
Something like that.
Jonathan's got 52. Dude, I'm okay.
With 7 weeks to go?
Speaking of 52, that's Sam. You're only 60 points out of the last playoff spot.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
Imagine that. How crazy is that? We got Eli holding down the last spot as of right now, but we've got Texas Dan, Sam, and you all within legitimate striking distance. I mean, over 7 weeks, 60 points is nothing.
No.
That's less than 10 points a week.
Yeah, like eight.
You blow up
like that.
You blow up one week for 160. That, puts a big chunk. Who knows? I mean, you might, like, in the standings, it doesn't look great for you, but you've been scoring with the pack of players who are competing for the last spot.
Statistically, not impossible.
Not impossible.
But improbable.
How sick would that be?
That would be
sneak into the playoffs
just to get trounced. But hey, I'd take it. I would take it. That would be such a glow up for my team. That would mean so many good things for my team.
Sneak in. What if you snuck in, got the last spot, and play me round one as the and two beat seed? You. As the two seed, got to play me the Took week after mug week. 2 weeks in a row, your team would know. That would
sniper
be sick.
Noises.
I didn't understand what those whistling the airflow.
There we go. That'd be amazing.
Godwin's having.
Is he going nuts
tonight.
Again?
I mean, not
Did
nuts.
He score another
but
touchdown?
No, just one.
Oh, I need another touchdown from him.
Hey, happy birthday, Eli. I'm glad Godwin can put up some points for you. I would love to hear. I'm gonna agree with everything that the Podfathers on this show say, which is I would love some more Dynasty Dads After Dark. I want some new dad content. Also, we got a new dad in the group since your last episode. I think I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. Maybe so. He had his baby before, but either way,
he's never appeared. So he needs to appear in the fail
yeah.
cast, whether it's on the Podfathers or the Dynasty Dads After Dark.
Yeah, either one.
A little quick week 7 review. There were some really close matchups. Canute lost to Texas Dan as he predicted.
Yeah,
it's fun. I like Sleeper's update now. They give you what the projected score was prior to the matchup starting, and then it gives you the real score. That's really fun. Shout out to Sleeper. That's awesome.
It is.
With Texas Dan outscoring his projection by a solid 25 points.
He had a good week.
He had a great week.
He had a good week. Mac Jones put up 22. Addison.
Ooh.
Addison. 7 catches, 123 yards, 2 TDs. That's 32 fantasy points.
Wow. Wide receiver 1 on the week, if I'm not mistaken.
That's sick.
That's hell of a good job.
And
hell of
really,
a job, Addison.
Okay, Pickens had 5 catches for 107, 16 points.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else kind of ho-hum, but enough to get 115. That's a respectable.
Kenny Walker, 100-yard game. That's nice.
I was doing some mid-evening updates to the stats on Monday night last week, and it was fascinating. Like, there was three different teams were kind of vying for the last top half victory point.
Mm.
And then Mark pulled ahead. Whoever the Monday night game was, he had somebody. Oh, that was Vikings, Niners. He had Kittle and Osborne. So he ended up, I believe, pulling out that last victory point spot.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that was a close matchup with Canute. Tough loss for him. Second one on the season.
Yeah. Didn't get a top half VP either. He's kind of that typical, or the team we talk about whose two VPs are bust. It seems like. I think
Texas,
he's gotten
Texas Dan?
No, Canute.
Oh, Canute?
But I wonder how many top half VPs he's gotten this year.
Let me look.
That'd be a fun stat to have, just solely.
You want me to track that for you? I have it tracked. I could tell you.
I'd just be curious. While you look that up. Mark beat Jeremy. That wasn't close. Chris put up 172, was top scorer against Matt's paltry 125 in comparison. Matt would have been a top, or Matt was a top half victory point. Nice work, Matt. DFT beat Eli by a sizable margin. You did as well to Josh. Bort pulled it out against the Shiesty Boys. 3-4 now. Don't look back. He beat Sam. That was close too. 116-108. Puka Nacua went crazy.
Puka Nacua.
8 for 154.
Where did
Who
that dude
thought?
Come from?
What
where
the
did
hell?
That dude come from?
I genuinely don't know where he went to school.
No, I don't know anything about him. He came out of nowhere. I was thinking Tutu Atwell was going to be the guy who was going to explode out of nowhere in LA, and he did for like a half of one game, I think. He had a really good half. I swear, I was actually paying attention to that one day. Yeah, I think it was week one. He had a decent, actually, he had solid first few weeks. But anyway, Puka has taken over. He's a monster. Even with Cooper Kupp back.
McVay's a genius. I'm convinced. Yeah, I'm convinced. McVay's a genius.
Canute has five
of the matchups. Okay.
Canute has five top halves.
Okay. So five out of seven. That's great. Never mind.
Five out of seven.
Canute, I apologize. Forgive me the donations, for I've sinned.
Nobody has gotten top half every week.
Interesting. Not even Jonathan.
No. Me
or you?
Chris. Me, Chris, and Jonathan have all done it six times.
Really? Has everyone gotten in there once?
Yes.
Nice.
Sam, Mark, Josh, and Texas Dan have all done it once.
Okay. So there's four people who have done it once.
You and Matt have done it twice.
Okay.
Jeremy and Eli four times.
Okay.
Brent.
Jeremy will stay at four.
Yeah. Brent, DFT, and Canute five times. And then me, Chris, and Jonathan six.
Okay. How about Jonathan? Second worst to first through halfway through the season.
Dude, for real. Honestly, I mean,
from 10 firsts to team RBs, literally. Totally.
But a little bit scary where he's at, I feel like. I mean, with Richardson down, I would feel way different about my chances of legitimately winning a championship if Richardson was still healthy, because that is a absolutely scary lineup if he's got Richardson and any other quarterback. But Daniel Jones, okay, he's got a chance to put up points also. Yeah. But then the rest of his lineup is like murderer's row. It's insane. McCaffrey and the rest of the ground and pound boys. Like, we're gonna and then Tyreek, who's gonna light you up for 40 points every other week.
And the top scoring player of all of any of regardless of position through seven weeks.
Is he the number one player?
The number one player in fantasy.
Dude, that's crazy.
Like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
In our
How does Brent feel about that, do you think?
I mean, he said he regrets, and not regrets it, but he said
he's got the most points by 15.
It's stupid.
On Josh Allen.
It's stupid.
And Mahomes and Lamar.
Stupid.
Damn. He's got 29 more points than the next closest wide receiver.
Damn. 29?
Yeah. Diggs has 162.
Second. Diggs is second?
Yeah. And guess who's third?
AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Not because I was looking at your team when you were...
And I was roster baiting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't blame. Yeah. No, I think of all the teams, regardless of whose team is whose has the most balanced team from a top tier stud performer perspective plus bench depth perspective. I don't think there's a team in the league that I would have rather than yours at this moment in time. Considering Jeremy only has five players of note on his roster.
Dude, Jeremy has kind of blown it up.
Absolutely. He has five firsts.
Well, right. But even like...
He has JJ, Deontay, and T. Higgins, and Josh Allen and Herbert.
Yeah, that's true. I have T. Higgins in another league, and he has just done absolutely nothing. He's like a bum now. Is he no good?
I think Joe Burrow only has eyes for his baby Jamar.
I think that's fair. But I think Jeremy, all things considered, probably made the right decision. When JJ, because it kind of, I don't remember the exact timing, but like when JJ went down, he maybe was like, dude, what am I going to do? Like, what am I doing here? Like, he probably could have still been in the playoffs.
Right.
But I mean, this, everyone keeps saying this is like a killer draft class. So it's like, all right, if I'm not feeling like this is my year, then let's go. Let's retool with a bunch of guys and start fresh. I mean, he's still going to have obviously the quarterbacks, right? And that's like the cornerstone. You can figure out the rest.
Right.
And he's already partway there with JJ, who's probably number one, skill position dynasty asset, right? I mean, throwing Deontay and whoever else he's got. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I'll take what you say and try not to make my head get too big, but I absolutely love my squad, and I wasn't planning on feeling like I was like actually going to have a good shot at winning a championship. But right now, like, yes, there's absolutely a lot that has to continue to go right. But where I'm at right now, I wouldn't change a thing. My team is playing the way that I could only have dreamed of. One loss to Canute so far is the only, and I think that week I also wasn't top half. So as 1-0 point week, but otherwise I've gotten every single other point I can possibly get. Been super consistent, 140s, 150s, 130s. Maybe I don't have quite the same high end possibilities on a regular basis. Like I haven't been the highest score yet. So that I haven't been the highest score, you know, I don't think I'm quite the same boom potential.
Right.
But I do think that my team, and this was what I mean,
crash.
Thank you, Eli. Thank you.
Well, that was going to be my point. Trading. I was like, who the fuck is trading with him in the offseason?
Well, right.
Like, what are we doing?
Well, here's the thing. I think Eli was doing it.
No offense to those guys, honestly, but
like, no, absolutely. But, and I think Eli was, in my opinion, Eli got the best player.
Agreed.
And so like, no one can blame him. I don't think anyone really saw ETN being like the top five running back. Right.
No.
And you know, that's where luck comes in, but I don't understand why. I mean, I do think I must have offered much more in terms of value than anybody else for Mark to do the deal with me. I trade him Kmet, who is a, you know, fairly, I mean, he's a tight end one. He's put up a lot of points in a couple games. He's been pretty much dud in most games, though, I feel like. I don't know. Yeah. That was a position I had a lot of depth. So I literally, when I was trading with Mark, talking with Mark, I said, Mark, I will trade you 2 firsts and one of any of these players. And it was like 6 players.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, pick any of them. Like, no, I'm not trading you CeeDee Lamb or AJ Brown along with 2 picks, but like pick any of these guys. You can have any of them.
I'll give them to you for Pollard.
And Kmet was the best one. So he took it. So yeah, I mean, bless you, Mark.
Out there for Breece? Or no, because he was coming off injury.
No, okay. I don't think I was even trying. I wasn't even on my radar.
Yeah.
I think fair. I was. Yeah. I don't know.
Fair.
Maybe I missed the ball on that.
God bless Mark.
God bless Eli. But I feel like I do have a lot of depth. I feel like I've got lots of guys who are on my bench each week who could be starters. And that, yes, Chris has been giving me shit for being lucky about injuries. And yeah, there's some of that in there, but I think my team is set up right now, like, to handle 3 to 4 injuries, as long as it's not Tua or Kirk. Right. And I like my chances to be able to put a competitive team out there for 3 weeks in a row, if I have to, in the playoffs.
That's all it takes.
And that's what it takes.
At most 3 weeks.
That's what it takes.
Right? No, it would take, without a bye, it would take still 3 weeks, right? What if you?
Because we go from 7, so we go from 7 down to 4. That's week 1, and then 4 teams down to 2, and then the championship week. So that's 3 weeks of playoffs. If I get first place, I only have to do it twice.
Damn! Don't let Ben get first.
I mean, I beat Jonathan. I lost to Canute, but he's behind me. I don't think Canute's catching me. No. So I think it's going to come down to
points.
You know, Chris, DFT, and Jonathan over the next 7 weeks. Can they one of them beat me out?
Yeah.
Jonathan with one quarterback.
Hard to bet on him.
And running backs who are gonna be dinged up. I mean, he's already had a number of, but you know, Jonathan's got Jonathan's got depth too. Like he's been dealing with some injuries. One of his running backs has been hurt, I think, at least every single week, right? Whether it was Eckler was out for a bit.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor hasn't been constantly playing.
He didn't play the first 4 weeks at least.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So yeah,
kudos to Jonathan. I would say great roster construction.
Absolutely. Plus, I think that's
and it's fun to watch. Like it's fun to see.
Totally. And like, and doing it differently than everybody else. I fucking which love is it. Fun. And the 1 week DJ Moore puts up 50 for him, right? God, like, I mean, that's killer. That was nuts.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Yeah, Jonathan's trade of the Jonathan's move of the offseason was trading for Tyreek.
Yeah. I mean, that was sick. I can't believe that's insane. I mean, I think we all could have predicted that Tyreek would be the number one wide receiver and number one overall player. I think everyone could see that as being a reality and maybe even expecting it, right? Because he's a freak. He's a freak player. He's been there before. He's done that before.
Right. Yeah. This is not new. This is not new territory for the cheetah.
No. And, you know, I think I see what Bort was trying to do.
Yeah.
It has not worked out so far, at least.
No.
Trading for a young guy it's not for this year. It's not for this year. Hopefully Dotson can be a stud. I love that.
He flashed now. That's for damn sure.
For sure. He did.
He flashed enough for Jonathan to sell high on him. And if that's even a thing anymore, like for Jonathan to dangle him out there and for Bort to
bite. Jonathan can start selling high on players, look out, league, because dang, that has Jonathan has been like the diamond handed. I will hold this man until the grave because I see the potential. But if Jonathan has now evolved to start trading players away when they peak, like I don't want to mess with that. We need to end it this year and start over fresh if that's going to be the case. Because man, I don't know anybody can handle that.
A startup draft doesn't even seem real. Like it doesn't seem real. It can't happen.
Dude, but this time last year, we all kind of felt it was inevitable that Jeremy was going to win.
I was already.
How do you feel? It can't feel that way that it's like inevitable because my team isn't like above and beyond it's better scary than everybody. Though, dude.
I feel different this year than I did last year.
Right.
For you some reason, last year I was like,
"It's over."
I was like, "It's over." There's no next year. I've compiled all of these future assets for nothing.
For sure.
I'm doing waffles in a league that won't exist after, and I'm getting punished for a league that doesn't exist.
Dude, I was feeling the same. I was feeling the same like dread of despair last year because it was like, dude, I've gotten last 2 years in a row. I'm on the outside looking in. I like my team, but they're not performing, and this is crap. I just hate it. But got lucky. You know, got hot enough to make it happen. But yeah, it definitely feels there's way more even competition, I feel like, at the top.
Yes.
Like Jeremy felt like on another level last year, and I don't think anyone is quite like that right now.
No, I don't think so.
Jonathan would probably feel that way a little bit if his QBs were healthy and everyone was good to go. I mean, what a horrible break for Richardson.
That's
rough.
That sucks. And I never am wanting players to get injured.
No.
But especially like someone like I had actually tracked him like through his pre-draft process and was just like
seemed like
such a really good natured guy and a guy who was really down to earth and wanted to be, I don't know, like it was easy to root for, and especially seeing that's like, dang. That blows. So I feel for Jonathan. That's a bad break.
Yeah, totally. Totally bad.
Quick week 8 preview. Knewton DFT play. They're both playoff teams at this point. DFT has an edge 134 to 120 essentially. Mark and Minnesota Dan play 109-104 in Mark's favor at this point. Mark got 17 currently from Dalton Kincaid.
With one more quarter left to play.
Yep. Chris plays Jeremy. Chris gets a dub. Eli and you, this is going to be close. If Godwin can get a couple more plays, catches potentially, you're for slated sure. to win it by 11. Should
be close.
And then Bort and Kamish, Bort with a 14-point edge. And then Josh and I.
And you've got a 28-point edge?
Yeah. I'll take the under. It's going to be closer than that, and I hate it.
I mean, maybe it will be.
I hope not.
Josh has put up some points before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he has. When he played Chris, he put up 130.
That's right. That's right.
Like, he's got players.
He does have some players. Yeah, don't count them. Don't count the VPs yet. No, show up.
Oh God!
Are you set with your lineup, or do you have some decision making at the bottom?
If Zay Jones is out, I will play Treylon Burks. But if Zay and Burks are both healthy, I'm probably going to play Zay because I don't like Levis on his first start in a run heavy team. With their second wide receiver.
Okay, that makes total sense. I'm laughing because I'm scrolling down through your roster and I just noticed Treylon Burks' nickname on your team. AJ Brown.
they call him AJ in Tennessee.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they do. Because they miss him. They miss having him. Yeah, they do.
AJ. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's bad. I wish Charbonnet would get some run in Seattle, damn it. But no, dude. Pete Carroll's obsessed with Kenny Walker.
Kenny Walker looks legit, though. I mean, he's good. That's what always kind of surprises me with some of these NFL teams who like already have a good running back who's not even, like, how long has Walker even been in the league?
He was a rookie.
This is
last
second year.
Year.
Yeah. This is his second year, and he looked good last year, and then they spend high draft capital 2 years in a row to get a running back. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't know. It's crazy. These guys are they're trying to be so, yeah, whatever.
Charbonnet's not on your tech. He's on your actual roster.
He's on my actual roster.
Yeah.
Because I think, oddly enough, my taxi is full.
Is it? You got any? Oh, yeah, you got Debo. He's injured. Is he going to be coming back?
Debo is out at least this week. He didn't play last week. He's out at least this week, potentially coming back in a few weeks. Oh, my God, I need Debo back.
You do need Debo back.
I need Debo back, and I need healthy Debo back.
Yeah, he adds the splash.
Yeah, he's the big play. He and Breece are big plays.
Totally. First 3 weeks, 11, 21, 26. That's what you need. You need a guy like that on the roster, on the starting lineup every week.
Yep.
Plug him in.
Yeah.
Eke out the wins and the VPs when guys are out.
Yeah.
Make it through the bye weeks.
Yeah.
I believe in you. I still think at the end, your trade for Josh's pick will have been a brilliant move.
Brilliant is a strong word.
Maybe not brilliant, but
I just
want
to get out ahead.
Legitimately though, what would be like the most in the final, like, would you trade 3 and 5 for number one?
Mm.
Right, like, say it ends up being you get third to last.
I don't know if I could get
Sam, and Sam got fifth to last. Would you trade 3 and 5 for one?
I don't know if I could get one for 3 and 5.
Right, but would you trade it? You absolutely would.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, probably. Oh, dude, right? No, that's hard, man. That's hard.
But to get the number, you're in this draft class to get the number one guy. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it all depends on who the players are or whatever. But
like,
if it's like Caleb Williams or May, or it's got to be one of those two, right? As a number one pick, at least at this point. I don't know. I'm not really looking. I don't have any draft picks.
I wouldn't say those names so fast.
Ooh, who would you say?
I
won't. Okay, let's not. It's too early for that. We're doing an auction. How much would you bid for Caleb Williams? Oh.
So in a 200 or is it 200 or 400? I forget. 400 was the startup, right? Assuming
it had to have been because I paid 201 for Patrick Mahomes.
This is right. So $400 budget. Having not seen him play a down.
bro. Dude, but you know in the next iteration
120, 140.
Sure. Yeah. Oh man, that's so tough. It's gonna be so interesting.
Dude, I don't know.
The next time we do an auction, unless Kamish like totally shakes up the scoring again, because this league was totally new format, right?
Oh,
so that made it
Way different.
That made it seem just wild. Like everyone was going in unprepared because we didn't. Wow, I didn't know.
I've never played.
I didn't know what
like
to expect from Superflex plus a bunch of other flex plus tight end premium plus scaled PPR, all of that. I mean, I love it the way it's set up now.
Absolutely.
But going in, I was like, yo, this is too much, and I'm overwhelmed, and this is crazy. But if it's even remotely the same going to the next auction, it's going to be wild because we have all seen what wins. And quarterbacks will be impossible to get for reasonable prices.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
that's how I see it.
That's the logical speculation in my eyes as well.
That's how I see it.
But
someone will probably zag. Someone will probably zag and make it work with... Sure. You know, I mean, it's always still going to be okay if you get lucky and hit on a guy who is cheap and he blows up, right? Yeah. Like that's also the name of the game, but you can't plan for that. But man, highly touted rookie 120 for a rookie QB
out of 400.
That seems fair.
Burrow was not as highly touted, but was still first overall. And he went for Bort got him for 60.
Was he a rookie that
he was a rookie
that
in
year?
2020? Yeah.
Bort got him for 60.
Yeah.
How do we even look that up? Can we?
I wish we had an archive.
We didn't do the auction
in Sleeper.
In Sleeper.
No. We were still in. Were we still in ESP? No.
Maybe they.
We've always been a Sleeper team, but we didn't do the auction through it.
Yeah, I feel like I remember Jonathan deciding on Sleeper maybe after we did the auction.
Yeah, I feel like we did it through a different
I think site. We did it on ESPN. I think we did. Might I think been. We did.
Might have been.
I wonder if that league, that like shadow league exists that held the auction. That'd be interesting to look at, like which players was the most points per dollar spent since
then. I remember Michael Thomas was the highest bid for wide receivers.
I don't remember that, but I could see that.
Because Matt fat fingered Josh wanted him, I think, if memory serves correct. But I think Matt fat fingered a bid for his computer. It was like, dang it.
I think I do remember Matt fat fanny fat fing
for
fat
80 bucks or some shit.
Yeah. Oh boy. I know I spent a lot of money on Juju.
You did.
He was one of my three guys.
Him, CMC, and who else?
Pat Mahomes for $201.
And he didn't play a snap for you, did he?
No, I'm pretty sure I traded him before.
I traded him to you, right? Did you trade him to me right away?
No, I trade. Wait.
No, you had him for a year, didn't you?
No, that's right. Yeah, I traded him later on. I don't even remember.
It's you have to go back. Mahomes, his history in Sleeper, so many trades.
Has he been traded a bunch?
Kinda. For a player of that caliber.
That's true. Well, he was like traded between me and you multiple times.
Twice.
Okay, this was drafted by Ben with pick 108. Okay, that means nothing. That was in 2020. I traded him to you in November 16th. Okay. So a few weeks from now. So it was still during the season.
Yeah.
Second half of the year for Kamara, Hockenson, and a first. Dang. That still seems like. I mean, Kamara's kind of old now. I wouldn't do that anymore, but like.
That held deep.
That's a good.
Okay, value. Good,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sub in
a top five running back. Top 10 running back for Kamara.
ETN, Hockenson, and a first.
ETN, Hawk, and a first. ETN, Laporta,
Chris never would. Chris would never. but Chris is kind of scared of ever having a different quarterback than that.
True.
And then you traded him back to me.
I did.
Almost a year later in September. Or no, 2 years later in September. For Trevor Lawrence, 2 firsts, and a second.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean,
I'm happy with where my team's at with that, despite being 1-6.
Yeah, I think my team with
Mahomes and two less players, because I think those firsts have turned into players now.
Probably
doesn't look great.
Right. I mean, that's the tough part, right? And that's why I turned around and traded him a week later.
Right.
A month later.
To Chris.
I wanted to linger on your point though. Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's like a balance of quarterback is king, but that doesn't matter if you don't have enough guys to have, like, if your last two or three bench guys are only scoring 2 to 5 points,
right?
Like that takes away any of the differential value between Mahomes and Lawrence, right? Yep. Like, yes, you'd rather have Mahomes than Lawrence, but you want to be starting Mahomes. Sure, he puts up 30 points this week. Lawrence puts up 18 or 22. So, yes, you'd rather have the 10 to 15 to 20 even extra points. Right. But if your last three guys on that you have to roster or start are putting up diddly poo, then what's the point?
Yeah.
And you have
no depth. So if you suffer any starting injury, you're absolutely screwed.
Totally. Yeah. And then a month after that, I traded Mahomes for Cousins, Waddle, and Trey Lance.
Okay.
Who I thought was going to be my third quarterback. And that was why I made that move.
Wow. Trey Lance was the get out of bed card.
Trey Lance was like, I thought Cousins and Waddle was not enough.
Mm.
And even a pick I wasn't that interested in.
Right. As a contender or as a trying to be a playoff team.
But like I needed another startable quarterback immediately. That was Cousins. Yep. But I needed another legitimate stud to put in the lineup because my team didn't have enough depth at that point to be like, I was putting bums in the last starting spot. So I needed another guy who was legit, but that wasn't enough on its own. And we talked about it a long time, Chris and I did. And like Lance was really what put it over the top. Cause I was bought into Lance is going to be a stud quarterback or a chance to be a stud. He's going to get a shot at being a starting quarterback. He has a chance to be good. And I so badly wanted to have three quarterbacks because I have seen time and time again in this league, how if you only have two, like that's a fine line. And that's where I'm at right now. Yes, I have Dobbs, but like, he's not going to be a starter for much longer. No. So that's not a real third quarterback.
No.
So, you know, yeah, the team looks good, but there's definitely a weakness. So that was why I made that move. And Lance is an absolute bum. He's just not, he's not getting any time.
No.
No shot.
No. But it don't matter.
Don't matter, I guess.
Don't need him. Never needed him.
Never needed him.
All right. Anything else? What are we at? Over an hour.
I don't have anything pressing. Mark is up to 20 points with Dalton Kincaid now. Ooh. You hate to see that at the bottom.
I hate to see it. That sucks.
Mark loves to see that, though.
Mark does.
I would love Mark. Here's my last.
If Mark's going to try, go make the playoffs.
Yeah, dude. Go get it, Mark. He's 6 VPs out of the last VP spot, and he's 193 points out of the last point spot. So, you know, it's not over.
No,
Let's go.
All he needs to do is
get hot. Get hot, Mark.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought that was Godwin.
Mm. Oh, it's Evans. Evans. Have you ever watched these games on the Prime Vision version?
What's Prime Vision?
There's a different version you can watch where it lights up the defenders that they think are going to blitz, and it shows the players' names.
No, I would be intrigued to
watch. I'm
a Prime subscriber.
Yeah, so if you, I don't know, on the interface somewhere, you can choose which stream you want to watch.
Oh, think Prime Vision, here we go. Yeah.
It's the same exact telecast. It just has, some different graphics, graphics on the screen.
Yeah.
A couple times. This is my first time ever trying it. I kind of like it.
Oh, but, sweet.
When they break out from the huddle, it shows all the wide receivers' names. And
oh, nice. One of my taxi squad guys.
Up at the one top. Of my Jared. Taxi squad throw guys, to too, him. On the bottom. Throw it to Palmer. He's my taxi squad guy. Who's your taxi squad guy?
Rakim Jarrett.
Let's go. Is he getting some runs?
He gets two targets every game.
Two every game.
Basically. Two or one.
Okay.
He doesn't catch him though.
Oh.
Boo.
My guy, Trey Palmer. He's got five targets tonight. Dang.
Wow.
Only two catches. 15 yards.
Jarrett's out, damn.
My guy, bottom of the screen again. Let's go. Shit.
Hate to see it when the champ has a taxi squad player who's getting five targets a game.
I mean, that's just today. That's a career high for him.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Actually, that's not true. 2 weeks ago, he had seven. But only two catches. This dude hasn't caught more than two balls in any game. But who knows? Fifth round pick, the ninth pick in the fifth round for me.
In this, in our rookie draft?
Yeah, Trey Palmer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know?
Jerome Ford was a fifth round pick 2 years ago or the year before.
Lighten it up now.
And he had the chance of a lifetime with Chubb going down.
Yeah.
And now he's injured.
He is.
High ankle
sprain. Is he on the IR?
No, doubtful.
Okay.
They said a minor high ankle sprain, whatever that means.
That's got to be at least 2 weeks.
For sure. Yeah, he's not playing for at least.
Resident high ankle sprain expert over here.
Is that you?
No,
I don't. Because of Saquon or what?
Well, yeah, too.
I thought you meant just dramatic, guys.
Dude.
Was that what it was? Wasn't it Saquon with a high ankle?
Yeah, he tore his ACL. Yep. First year in the league, best player on the planet.
Gosh, dude, what a punch in the gut.
First player, first rookie year, unstoppable. And then tears his ACL, second year, third year, comes back, high ankle sprain. And then he's 20. And then at that point, he's 4 years in with 2 years of injury.
Right.
You lose out on 2 years of mega production.
Right. Totally.
It's crazy.
But
just like that,
you know, could potentially
prolong,
you know, if he can fully heal from those. He didn't have to take all the hits, didn't have all the, you know, any of that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. There's Palmer.
There's my guy. Oh, wow. Career high in catches. Let's go. Third catch of the night.
No, I don't like this.
Oh, my other okay. Now we're doing taxi squad updates. You just got me on tangents. Right, Trey McBride.
Is he balling out now? Is Zach Ertz?
Zach Ertz is going to the IR.
Yep, saw that.
So Trey McBride is going to be tight end one for the esteemed tight end team, the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know. We'll see. He was kind of highly thought of. Not that highly. I got him in the second round, but you know. Who knows?
He'll trade for seconds.
This is his last year of taxi eligibility. So
was it 3 years or 2 years?
I thought it was just two.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I thought
that's
it
something
after
to keep in mind now too.
I thought after right now it's like, okay, we've been holding these guys here for a while. I think it was two. Should double check on that. But yeah, who knows? That's a position of need for me. So he might make it onto the roster. We'll see. I got a bunch of mediocre guys.
Who's your best?
Maybe Jonnu Smith might be my best, honestly.
Fuck.
Going into the year, I thought Njoku had a chance to be top 10 guy. Although I was kind of buying into Deshaun Watson actually remembering how to play football.
Clearly he doesn't.
Dude, he looks so bad.
And he looked so good, which is crazy.
I know. So I thought Njoku had a chance to be a top 10 guy. But like he's not really doing anything. He's tight end like 20 or something. It's bad. Who else do I have?
You have Dalton Schultz, don't you?
Dalton Schultz. Yeah, he's in the starting lineup right now. Yep. He's been doing pretty good, but like inconsistent.
It's like every tight end not named Kelsey or...
Dude, Kelsey is such a beast.
I don't get it.
It's insane.
Damn.
And Mahomes absolutely loves him. And then as soon as...
Oh, he's obsessed.
I mean, he's the only guy who can like catch a ball every time. Right? I mean...
Apparently there's only one one path for mind reading in Pat's mind, and it only goes to Kelsey. Like nobody else knows where to go.
Dude, I mean they got the chemistry. So like, yeah, it's probably not telepathy, but like they've got the chemistry. They know what they both like to do.
Yeah.
They know what they both want to do.
Yeah.
They do. It'll be interesting to see how long Kelsey can keep being elite.
But if he, as long as he is, watch out for DFT.
Absolutely.
I'm quick. I'm going to be quick to jump on the DFT bandwagon. I'm hopping on.
I love Dan. He is, I just actually saw him a couple weeks ago tailgating at a Gopher game and gave him a big hug and had a lot of laughs at him. He's so good. He's so good. Man, 42.9 last week for Kelsey.
Crazy. Without a touchdown, right? Or did he have
one,
a touchdown?
One. He had a touchdown.
Okay. But like 178 yards or whatever?
12 catches, 179 yards.
Ugh.
Touchdown. Yeah, it's crazy. He's so good.
All right.
Yeah, I got nothing left. Any parting words from you?
Bale 77, halfway through the season. If you've listened this far, drop a birthday cake in the chat. For Eli.
There we go. I love it.
Spam it for Eli's birthday. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Of course. Anytime.
Later.
All right. Bye.